Hi, my name is Tatiana. You reached Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You looking for a vaccine site or to get tested for COVID?
Oh, vaccine site.
Okay. We have the site. But you have to have an appointment.
Okay.
What county are you in?
I'm in Montgomery County.
Oh, it definitely ain't one there. So, I can pre-register you, and yeah, I don't know how long it's gonna take them to call you, but I say a couple of weeks. I'm just going to be honest. They're going to take a long time to call you because Montgomery's slow anyway.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate you being honest because, you know, everybody trying to get it and see where it's at. But, you know, as long as I got good, you know, information, if it says 2 weeks, I'm fine with that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I know they was having one. Well, what age category are they doing now, you know? Or is it?
Monday starts 65 and up, along with the workers, like the frontline workers, manufacturing workers, post office people, and stuff like that.
So that started Monday.
Mhm.
You said 65 and up.
Mhm.
Okay, they haven't got down to 55 and all like that, have they?
No. That's probably gonna be the next phase.
Oh, okay, I got you.
But you can go ahead and pre-register so you can be the first one when they get to that group because people been on this list since December, and that's why people...
Wow.
Yeah, that's why it takes a long time for people to get called back because they doing first come, first serve. They don't care about no health issues, how old you are, none of that.
Okay, so let me ask you, that's interesting because what I'm going to ask you is that I know they... Say they're gonna have one at the Montgomery Mall, a drive-through type situation.
They had that already. They having another one.
Yeah, they said they having another one. See, cause my brother going on Monday. See, and
okay.
So I asked him where was he going. He said he was going to the Montgomery Mall.
Yeah, that's where it was. It's the old mall. It's not the new mall. It's the old mall.
Oh, it's the old mall. Okay.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
It's right
over
there. Yeah, that's where it is.
What's that school over there? It's a school over there.
It's Impact. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can go over there. I'm a register you because sometimes they be like, oh, you gotta be registered. You can't do it in this, this, and that. So you gotta already be registered. You can go get in that line too. It's young people that got in that line. It's no requirements for Montgomery. Montgomery don't care no way. So
they don't. So at least people that try to get on over there and get, so they ain't no age requirement. If you can get in line and get up there, you can get vaccinated, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, because it was people around my age getting the vaccine. They already got theirs.
Well, now, since you were so honest with me, I want to be honest with you. I'm a Vietnam veteran.
Okay.
And I've already got my first phase of the Moderna through the VA because I'm a disabled Vietnam veteran.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, my concern is for my wife. And,
okay.
You know, that's who I want to be registered. I'm gonna try to get over in the line, see, so I can take care of her. That's what.
Okay, so what you're gonna do is, okay, I'm going to register her, and
mm-hmm.
what you can do is you can either go get in line for your second
mm-hmm.
dose, or
mm-hmm.
you can go on this website and book your own second dose. I'm not sure when it's going to be.
Oh, no. If they got me set up, they already got me a schedule for my second dose. That's going to be
March 3rd. Okay.
So I'm straight. I just got to look out for the love of my life, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you want to get her registered, and then you're going to take her on Monday to get hers?
That's right. That's what I want to do.
Okay, what's her first name?
Yeah, hold on for 1 second. Can you hold for 1 second, baby? I appreciate you taking time with me.
I can.
Hold on. Okay, hold on.
Hey, ma'am, I got it here.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Hello?
Yes, what's your first name? Can you spell it for me?
Yes, ma'am. Marcella.
Last name?
Jenkins. Jenkins.
What's your phone number?
334-303-2569. Oh, 334, let me give you mine. 334-399-9081.
Okay. Do you have an email address?
I'm sorry, do I have what now?
An email address.
Yes, ma'am. It's Marcella, Marcella, J40@gmail.com.
How old are you?
52.
All right, that's all the information I needed from you. You're all registered.
Okay, and so what does that mean now? What happens next?
Well, usually the health department will call people with an appointment, but they're going to be slow because they're so backed up. They have a lot of people. So your husband said he was going to take you to an event on Monday that Montgomery is having a drive-through to get the COVID vaccine. So you can go there instead of waiting on an appointment.
Okay. All right. And I appreciate that, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
So, hey, ma'am, one more thing before we go. So, yeah.
Okay.
The age requirement, if I can get her there and I just get her in line, she's already registered, she can go and get her vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Just take your ID. I know it said wear a mask, and I think that about it, honestly. Oh, and if you're an essential worker, take something with your job name on it. Like, it could be a piece of paper with your job name on it and your name, or it could be a work badge.
Okay. Okay. And that's going to be right there at the Montgomery Mall by the Impact Center.
Yes. Okay. You're going to see it. That line going to be long.
What time do it start?
I want to say 9, but let me see. Last time I seen it, it was like 8 o'clock in the morning. That line will wrap all the way down the boulevard. So I say, get there about 6:30 in the morning, please.
Because
we have people coming from all over the bottom of Alabama and way up north, too. So that line be long. They be driving 4 or 5 hours away to come down here to get the vaccine.
Okay.
Well, ma'am, and your name again?
It's Tatiana.
Tatiana, I thank you so very much for raising her. So we'll just get over there real early Monday morning and try to get in line. And like I said, you said, it's no age limit. As long as she can get there, they'll give her that vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Any questions or something? Well, ma'am, thank you so very much, okay?
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Have a safe weekend. Bye-bye.